So I was getting out of someone else's vehicle the other day, and I hit my head on the frame. First thing I did, I grabbed my head, and I said a four-letter word. Ouch. Oh, mercy. And then I said, why did that happen? Whose fault is this? Whose car is this? Who made this car? Surely there was someone to blame for the bump on my head. You know what? There was someone to blame for the bump on my head. You know, anytime something goes wrong, we want to know who's to blame. Whose fault is this? The difficulty comes when the answer isn't so obvious. St. Paul recognized that there are a lot of things that are not right in this world. And it's not just people. He says all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. In other words, both the world and the people in it are suffering. But he says it's nothing compared to the glory waiting for us. My head feels better already. Our faith teaches us that there are two different kinds of evil: moral evil and physical evil, which is sometimes called natural evil, but the Catechism calls it physical evil, so I will too. Moral evil is the direct result of the free choice to sin. You've maybe heard me talk about the three conditions before. It's wrong, I know that it's wrong, and I choose it, even though I know that it's wrong. That's moral evil, a sin. But what about those things that are obviously bad, but don't really seem like they're anyone's fault? Well, that's what we mean by physical evil. So, do you see the difference between the two? Okay, let's make sure that we understand the difference. So, I'm going to give you some examples of bad things that happen. And I want you to think about whether it's a moral evil or a physical evil. So a teenager tells a lie to his parents. It's wrong. I know it's wrong. And I choose it, even though I know that it's wrong. That's a moral evil. But let's say that a child is born with a rare defect or a disease. Or let's say a tornado destroys half a town. We'd call that a physical evil. Or let's say the Kansas City Royals lose 5-1 to the Detroit Tigers. Okay, first you'd have to believe that that's a bad thing. Now, ironically, and this will sound crazy, but sometimes we are more comfortable with moral evil than with physical evil. More comfortable with moral evil than with physical evil. And you know why that is, Because we can blame someone. Because we can punish someone. Well, it's his fault. It's her parents' fault. But what do we do with physical evil? Sometimes we just ask why. And sometimes we blame God. Now, I can't answer the question why. No one really can. But it's great to ask that question this morning when we're not emotionally wrapped up in it, to get a better understanding of where evil comes from. And the first thing to understand is that evil does not come from God. Neither moral evil nor physical evil. Now that makes sense with moral evil. That's the result of our dumb choices. But physical evil? I mean, if a tornado doesn't come from God, where does it come from? And this is probably the real insight of our reading from Romans today. That even physical evil has its roots in sin. You see, when God made the world, there was no evil. No suffering, no pain, no death. But when sin came into the world, it didn't just introduce us to evil. It turned all of creation upside down. That's why St. Paul would say that creation was made subject to futility. And later say that creation itself wants to be set free from slavery. What existed in perfect harmony before couldn't possibly continue in the same form after sin came into the world. And so even those things that are seemingly no one's fault, the Alzheimer's, the earthquake, the mental illness, even those things that are seemingly no one's fault would not have happened if sin hadn't come into the world. If that doesn't make you look forward to a new heaven and a new earth, as the book of Revelation says, then I don't know what does. Now, it's not always clear whether something is a moral evil or a physical evil, or some combination of both. When a child playing in the street gets hit by a car. Maybe it's the parents' fault. Maybe it's the driver's fault. Maybe it's nobody's fault. When a person has a heart attack at age 55, maybe they made plenty of choices that led to that. Or maybe not. Some would even say that some of our natural disasters, like our drought, are partly physical evil, but partly moral evil that we've contributed to. So, to whatever extent that we can avoid moral evil, we should. And to whatever extent that we can prevent the effects of physical evil, we should do that too. Whether that's through medicine or science, faith, whatever. But we cannot use a moral evil in order to prevent a physical one. Euthanasia, so that someone doesn't suffer. Abortion, so that a baby's not born with a defect. Population control, so that a country doesn't have starvation. We can't use a moral evil in order to prevent a physical evil. Or as Jesus himself said, what good is it to gain the world if you lose your soul in the process? Rather, we must choose what is good and work to prevent what is bad. Because creation is waiting. The bump on my head is waiting. All of us are waiting. Waiting, as St. Paul says, for the glorious freedom of the children of God.